Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio.
Today on Wine and Dine, we have the pleasure of meeting Gene Heath, the owner of White Oak River Bistro in Swansboro. I'm here right now on a nice rainy evening enjoying a wine tasting, and there are probably, 50, 60 people here.
I think we're close to 61 tonight, yeah.
61 people came out on this horrible rainy night. You really must have a faithful crowd of people in the community.
We do, and we always have some new faces, though, and then they become familiar faces after one or two events, and we recognize them, and we're always glad to see them.
Gene, let me ask you a little bit of history, just because I'm curious. I always like to get people's story. And you mentioned when we were walking back here that you used to do cooking demonstrations. Can you give us a little bit of background on that?
Certainly. I used to do demonstrations for All-Clad, and I was a representative for Emeraldware and KitchenAid appliances. And we used to do demonstrations on the base and help them familiarize their clientele and their customers on base, the military, with those products, and they used to have me come and demonstrate, and we'd give away equipment and had a good time with it, yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, because there has to be life, Gene Heath's life before that, so where did that come from? Did you get a culinary degree? Did it start with sales? I mean, how did you get into that line of work?
I had a passion. My former life, I was in pharmaceutical sales and went all the way up to the top. Then I got into managing healthcare companies, HMOs and PPOs. And my last real job, I was CEO and president of Partners National Health Plans in Philadelphia. And it looked like another relocation, and I decided that what I wanted to do was something on my own. And following a passion of cooking and eating, I decided to get into the restaurant business here on the Crystal Coast in North Carolina. That was 26 years ago.
Oh, my God. And so what brought you here to the Crystal Coast? Did you have a family or some kind of a connection before, you just put your finger on a map?
I had been here on vacation before, and I saw an ad in the Wall Street Journal. A little ad in the business for sales section on Thursday, and I made a phone call, and next thing you know, I was buying a restaurant. All my corporate friends envy me that I decided to check out and go do something that I really enjoyed.
Yes. Now I see on the menu that the theme here is Italian. So while you were a corporate man, and you probably did a good amount of traveling,
yes.
But were you, I mean, Heath does not sound Italian to me. Did you have a grandmother or mother or somebody who was cooking Italian? Why this passion for Italian food?
Well, actually, the menu, what we tried to design was European cuisine specializing in Italian. And that gives us the ability to go from all the way down the Mediterranean, all the way up to the northern Italy, and get in cream sauces and all those sorts of things. Another interview, maybe. But I grew up in upstate New York, way up on the Canadian border. We were the only family in town that was not Italian. And so every Sunday, I hung out with all my buddies that I was growing up with so that I could go over and eat dinner at their house, because Grandma had made gravy that was been cooking all day long. So I was there for Sunday gravy, which was a marinara sauce, tomato sauce.
Yeah. So this is really, this presents very fond memories for you. This is reminding you of your youth.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of food.
Exactly, it is. And but I've been on an adventure. I've been learning. Everywhere I go, I look at food, and I try and discover new foods and new ways to prepare food. So, I mean, this is just my background, but it's ever-changing. You know.
Talk to us about your chef. What kind of credentials, what kind of experience does your chef have?
Well, I have three chefs in my kitchen, and the chefs come from down here, down east, grew up with cooking local and starting in high school and going right through. I have chefs that are from Hungary and went to culinary school in Hungary, and connection with the military down here. Husband's a Marine, and here cooking with us and bringing some European style cooking to us. And I have another cook that grew up in the Chicago area and then in the Northeast, brings that experience with him, and that's our thing. And I like that diversity.
Fusion food. In a way, I mean, because tonight we had oyster that was harvested right out of the back of the restaurant. Yes. What is the rest of the menu we're going to have this evening for the wine tasting?
I'm not sure where we're at right now. I think we just had...
They were just serving. Okay.
Oysters Rockefeller, and we're moving on to... we're going to have some steak, a little bit of roasted New York strip loin, and that's got a nice sauce that's going with it, and a slice of roasted potato with the steak sitting on top, and a sauce with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Now, you hold these wine tastings every week or a couple times a month? Let's let listeners know.
Right now, but we've become so popular that we're talking about doing it twice a month. And we also do it for private functions. Tonight is pretty much open. If you want to come, you call, you get a reservation, and I always recommend you call early. We also do private affairs. Tomorrow night we're doing a group of Marines that are returning from deployment. They're bringing their spouses in, and going to have a wine tasting as a great social event. Welcome back.
You have two dining rooms here. Is there also dining outside?
Yes, we have a porch that wraps all around the building, and outside we have outside seating on the porch, and it all overlooks the White Oak River. Of course, it's weather dependent, and here in North Carolina, you know, tonight we wouldn't be sitting out there, but come Saturday, we may want to sit out there and dine. It's great.
And you have a full light ABC license here, right? You've got beer, you have wine, and you have cocktails as well.
Yes. We have all ABC permits, and we do a tremendous amount of parties and caterings and weddings and anniversaries. And if you've got a party, we like to do parties.
We were talking about scotch earlier, and I know that you do these wine tastings, but out of curiosity, have you ever done like a single malts tasting or something? Or if somebody was interested in that for their group of friends, would you be willing to host something like that?
Absolutely. We will look to our vendors and bring in what we need to bring in and match up the food to go with it. I have a very competent kitchen staff. I have a very competent service staff, and we love to do parties, and we love to match foods and beverage, and it's a great, great appetite time, but it's also a great socializing time. We have done beer tastings numerous times, and those have become very, very popular. A lot of the craft beers and matching foods to go with them.
You mentioned back at the table that you're fascinated to people watch, just watch people when they're here at in your restaurant. It's almost like an extension of your home, and you're watching them enjoy themselves, and you have people that don't know each other necessarily at the same table, and yet that generates very intimate and interesting conversation. You enjoy that.
I do. I thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, I am a chef, and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen by myself, and I think a lot by myself. So the opportunity of getting out amongst my customers and my client and talking to them about what their likes and dislikes are and what is of interest with them, and all the issues that is going on about local seafood, about local food sources and eating local, local politics, it's all very, very important. It's our life. It's where we live.
Gene, if I was listening to this, one of the things that would be occurring to me is, would you be up for doing cooking demonstration as a party or a theme of a party? That I don't know if you could set it up in the kitchen or outside where you're actually teaching people how to produce something.
Well, Lynn, it's funny that you should ask about that.
Really?
Well, historically, I don't know if you know Bill Hitchcock, but Bill Hitchcock used to have a fishing show, and his chef was me. And he would come in with the fishing show, and we would go to my kitchen, and I would cook, and he would video, and it was cooking the catch that they made. And that was a great time. But I also do cooking demonstrations for the North Carolina Aquarium and Pine Knoll Shores. And I usually do three or four events for them, and they've gotten to the point where it's grown so much, they come to the restaurant here, and I do a cooking demonstration. I work very closely with them, and it's almost like a wine tasting. I do the cooking, and they talk about the seafood. And it's all local seafood.
It sounds like it'd be a great theme or excuse for a fundraiser as well for any nonprofit organization.
Well, we just did that. As a matter of fact, we just did that last weekend. The Coastal Federation here in Ocean, North Carolina, put on a presentation of a celebration to glorify oysters and shellfish of all kinds here on the Crystal Coast, and they talked about the habitat and the need to preserve habitat, and especially oysters, and we did the kickoff for it. We did a wine and shellfish tasting here at the White Oak River Bistro.
Oh, yummy.
It was a great time.
Oh, yummy, yummy. How far do people drive to come to the White Oak River Bistro in Swansboro? From Newbern, it took me an hour drive, and I'm a slow driver. It's a rainy night. But do you get people that are driving an hour or two to come here to eat?
We do. We draw a lot of people from Newbern. We draw people from Wilmington. We are a destination. You know, we're in downtown Swansboro, historic downtown Swansboro, and we draw folks from the south, down Wilmington, as well as up in Newbern and Beaufort and Moorhead City, and we welcome them. The further distances away, they quite often will come for lunch instead of dinner. But of course, if they want dinner, we'll do dinner in the afternoon, mid-afternoon.
Do you do catering?
We do catering. We do a ton of weddings. We do it on-site, off-site. We travel, and we also do Run-A-Chef. If you want to have a Christmas party and have a party at your house, we can rent you a chef, including me.
And, oh, that's because I would definitely want you to be the chef. Now we're heading. It occurs to me we're the winter is almost over and people are going to be thinking about wedding season and that sort of thing. So, since you have this license here with wine, beer, and alcohol, and you do catering, would you also be able to provide those kind of licenses for catering off-site?
We do, although I generally recommend that if you're going to have an off-site wedding, you get the alcohol. It's cheaper for them, and we'll provide bartenders and make sure that everything is legal, and we'll take care of your crowd, no problem. Here at the restaurant, the ABC laws dictate that we have to provide the alcohol, and we do have weddings here. We have weddings right at the White Oak River, right on the waterfront. It's a very unique event. We customize the menu. We can have appetizers and everything outside after the wedding ceremony. Move inside for the main meal. We have dance floor. We can do up to 200 guests. And when the bride and groom get ready to leave, instead of going out the front door and getting in a limo, they'll go out the back door, walk through a tunnel of sparklers, get on a boat, a 72 Harkers Island picnic boat, made right here in Harkers Island, North Carolina, classic boat, and leave the dock under the stars. It's such a great thing.
Oh, my gosh. Now, for people to learn more, you've got a website. Why don't you share the website?
WhiteOakRiverBistro.com.
Can people make reservations on the website also.
Absolutely. They can reach us on YouTube, or they can always call us at 910-326-1696. We have an events coordinator that is full-time position just to organize events.
Are you on Twitter and Facebook?
We're on Facebook, not Twitter yet.
But you're forgiven.
Well, my daughter moved away.
I know what you mean. Well, Gene Heath, we'd like to thank you so very much for your time this week talking to us.
I look forward to seeing you again, and please do come back.
We will.